We can learn from each other. And we will see the goodness of God. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. I wonder if that means in a pile.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on November 13, 2024, and is titled, Don't Fret. So grab your Bible, and let's join Steve and the message.
I mean, I'm just hopeful expectation. I don't know. He said, the future of the wicked shall be cut off. That's a generational curse right there. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Hallelujah. Have we seen any of that being played out? In one of the most crucial, critical times in our life, we're seeing it played out. Psalms 37 played out right before our eyes because we trust in Him. Listen, religious faith will not create trust, it will create doubt. Realized faith, now you can trust. You can only trust in the one you know, not the one you know about. Okay? Trust in the Lord. I'm going to finish up here with, let me get back to this one part that I wanted to talk about just a little bit. Rest in the Lord in verse 7 and wait patiently for Him. And then there was another part in here, but I won't worry about it too much. But lifting up the arms. That He'll hold up the arms of the upright when your arms grow weary. I did something I wasn't completely proud of this weekend. And we went to a team roping and it rained all week. I've got 3 head of horses and 2 of them are fairly young and 1, he's still a little just not far enough along to just really fully expose him, and the other one I'd loaned him to ransom for a little while and they had a little come apart and I hadn't had time or a dry arena to fix any of that, and we're headed to a roping in Amarillo that we've been planning on all year and got partners lined up out the wazoo. And so my old buddy Drifter, he gets the call. He's my guy. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's a faithful buddy now. He's old Drifter. He's a good one. And when I got there, we really did have a really good weekend. We roped well. I entered too much. I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of young friends now that I've got this whole another young group, and I just, God, I don't want to miss any of them, you know, Ryder and CrossFig, and I mean, you got to rope with them. I don't rope in the high numbers where the most professionals rope. I'm down in the second half or the middle third or whatever you want to call it. So we don't really plan on catching a lot of steers. For those of you that don't team rope, those ropings are called progressive. So if you miss, you're out. Well, you kind of, if you've been doing this for a long time, you plan on going out. Me and old Drifter never went out. We ran 57 steers this weekend and went to the short round 9 times. That's a very successful weekend. Very successful. There was times that Drifter was getting tired of participating. There were some times where I wish I had another player to put in the game and I didn't have him. There got to be times in all of that that I was getting a little bit pooped myself. But old Drifter hung in there.
I love that old son of a gun, so it's hard to tell. I've had him since he was a little kid. I remember I made the short round of the 8 three times, and when I was riding back up the arena to go in the box, and I rode by the flagger, and I said, "You reckon old Drifter's had enough?" He said, "Yeah, but boy, he's hanging in there." I said, "Yeah, I hope he doesn't lay down in the trailer going home." He gave me everything he had, and we finished. We finished. Completed every task. Sometimes there was a little hesitation in the minute there every now and then. And the Lord reminded me of me. Sometimes there's a little hesitation. Sometimes there's a minute or two in there you don't want to. But there's a job to be done. And you got to do it till it's over. You have to run the last steer. There's not a, you can't opt out. You can't just turn around and tell everybody you're tired or you're sore or you pooped out or you had enough or you've been here too long. You can't just turn around and say, "I don't want to do this anymore." Even when you want to, the master is still nudging you towards the box. He's still pulling on you a little bit to turn around and get in the corner when you don't want to. And here in a minute, you finally give in and say, "Yes, sir, let's do it one more time. And one more time." That's what it's like to have the Lord hold up your arms. I think I know a little bit of how Paul felt when he said, "I've been poured out like a drink offering." When you get done and there ain't nothing left, you're done. And when I got home that night, I couldn't wait to turn Drifter loose. It took him 2 more days before he could even rest. He had to unwind his mind and he had to let his body heal up. And it takes a minute before you can even rest. And he says, "Rest. Wait on me. Don't fret anymore. Quit worrying about it. It's finished. It's done. Find my goodness. Find my goodness." You couldn't make me put a saddle on Drifter in the morning if you held a gun to my head. I wouldn't do it to him. Not yet. He's got to wait. He's got to wait till he's rested up. Will he get to go to another one? Only the best ones. Will he get to rest until then? You ain't kidding. That's what the Lord showed me this morning. He said, "I've been holding up your arms. I'm tired. I'm tired from the inside out." We saw a man that we believed in for a long time is going to run this country the best way he knows how. And this country's heading in a good place. And I saw my America stand up and speak up and show up. And I have seen the goodness of God in the land of the living. And I'm going to continue to share with you guys every day. But I'm going to do it from my place of peace. I'm going to do it from the battlefield for a while. The battle belongs to the Lord now.
I'm going to minister from a place of peace that every kitchen table can find their peace. Every time we encounter evil, I'm going to remind the Lord of Psalms 37. Say, you said, Lord, therefore I will not fret. I'm simply going to trust. And Lord, while I'm waiting and while I'm resting, I'll be listening. And when it's time for you to catch me up and saddle me up one more time, I'll be willing, I'll be ready, and I'll be able. But for a minute, I want to reclaim my knowledge, and I want to grow in the knowledge and the awareness of the goodness of God. I think that's the only hope for my family and my only hope for ministering to all of you and on this camera and across the country. It's the hope for revival. It's the hope for our generations. The goodness of God. He is a good God. There was a minute there that I thought Drifter might think I was a bad guy. But after he rested for a minute, he still runs up to the gate. And I got a picture of it, but it's kind of corny. But he likes to put his head right here. Every day. He puts his head right here. He didn't do that Monday. But he did it this morning. He put his head right here. He's simply saying, Master, I'm still here. I appreciate the break. I know exactly how he feels. So, I want to encourage y'all with that tonight. Find the goodness of God. Rest in the goodness of God. Find the peace of God in all the mess and all the chaos and all the stuff that has now kind of fell off the scene, unless you just want to keep bringing it up. And let's go forward. Ready, willing, and able to share that with our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones, our community. That our God is good. And he never gives up on us. Okay? That's all I got tonight. Let's pray and we'll get out of here. Lord, I just want to thank you. You just so good to me. So good to my family and so good to this little fellowship and all our wonderful friends and neighbors. And Lord, you've been good to our nation. When you didn't have to be. So, Lord, we just tonight, once again, just want to say thank you. Help us, Lord, to not pace back and forth, not walk the fence, not run knicker all the time. Help us just to wait and be peaceful, patient, willing, ready. But Lord, let us all grow in the reality of your goodness. I don't think any of us know the true depths of your goodness. So show us, Lord. That's what we want to know. For every man, woman, and child in the sound of my voice, Lord, and those that aren't, I pray, Jesus, that you'll reveal yourself the same way you did to Zacchaeus. The same way you did to the woman at the well, or a centurion, or a demonized man with legions of demons. Lord, reveal yourself that we would realize who you are, where you are, and how you are right now. We bless you, Lord. Continue to pray for this revival that will sweep this land.
and give you all the glory, Jesus. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.